connected to the days of Advent with its prophecies, the feast of baptism of Christ brings to full cycle the season of the Incarnation. The baptism of Christ brings to completion, to conclusion, the Christmas season. You come here next Sunday, everything will be taken down. The season is over this evening by the 5:30 Mass. The Jewish heritage of Jesus was repleted with events involving waters. By God's design, order came to the turbulent waters in creation. Noah and his family were saved during the flood. The Israelites escaped Pharaoh through the waters of the Red Sea and reached the promised land by crossing the waters of the River Jordan. Now, when Jesus came to John for baptism, he summed up all these watery events of the past. From now on, believers would pass from slavery to freedom, from death to life, through the immersion in Him who is the living water. For us, the water of baptism is the first step in a lifelong journey of faith. If we cannot understand fully why Jesus came to John to be baptized, because, as you know, Jesus had no sin whatsoever, neither but did John understand fully. When he saw him coming, he said, "I need to be baptized by you, and you come to me." Here we can never overestimate the importance of John the Baptist. The four Gospels speak of the Baptist. John brought people from their ancestral hopes and promises to fulfillment in Jesus Christ. We are connected to our Jewish ancestry. That's why the New Testament cannot be understood unless in relation to the Old Testament. Remember that for a long time, the early Christians, they only had the Old Testament. The Gospels had not been written yet. And the book of prayers, the Psalms of David, are still our official book of prayers. Priests recite that morning, noon, and evening. Our roots in Judaism becomes more evident. As John points out Jesus as the Redeemer, "Behold the Lamb of God, the last of the prophets," John baptized Jesus Christ. His Jewish cousin, John, baptized Jesus in the Jordan. In the River Jordan, Jesus changed the course of history. In his baptism, Jesus received the approval of God. This is my beloved Son. At our baptism, we are claimed for Christ, our Savior. The connection with the past was completely broken, and we entered into a new life. Our baptismal names gave a meaning and purpose in life. The name Jesus, God is with us, brought hope and trust in our Creator, that in Jesus Christ we have with us God Himself. He is the full and the complete revelation of God. So our baptismal names give a meaning and a purpose in life. They give us an identity, a meaning, and a person. Well, of course, nowadays we probably don't take it too seriously. I was impressed today. We have four nice names, three. Dylan, Emma, and Mary. One of them is not here. I don't know the name. I have had people giving names like Tofu, Angiong, Styler, so forth and so on. I have also people giving last name to first names. I had one last name was Bruce, and his last name was Bruce. So I said, which one you want me to put down first? But anyway, at least at confirmation, we are given baptismal names. I have here a very precious document, my baptismal certificate. I went to the pastor there. When I went home and I said I want my baptismal certificate, I knew the date and everything, so it was easy. And he said, boy, you have a lot of names here. I said, put them all down. And I read them to you. First name was John. That's the name my mother gave me. It's like Elizabeth, you know. They said, I don't know anybody John in my family. So my mother said, his name will be John. And the priest said, okay. Then I have Joseph. I think that was from my grandfather. I don't know. Antonius, that's Anthony, my father. Carmelus, that was actually Carmela for my grandmother, I guess. Then I have Vincent, Paul, George, Francis. That's for Pope Francis. And I have Savior, and the last name which everybody had is Lawrence, the patron saint of the parish. So the pastor used to let them name anything they want, and then at the last name, he puts in the record Lawrence. So everybody had Lawrence. It's like here, everybody would have Dominic. I found this in the Contra Costa Times about two weeks ago, I think. What's in a name? 31-year-old Jack Daniels named his son Bourbon. And then named his daughter Sherry. The names extended to the Terrorome Parish judge who officiated at their wedding, and the judge's name was Johnny Walker. I don't know. When I was in Ashland, Oregon, we had two priests who ran the retreat house, St. Rita's, the name of the retreat house. One of them, believe it or not, was named Tom. The other one was Jerry. So there was Tom and Jerry. Our baptismal means more than a birthday or a baptismal certificate. If you ask people, what is baptism? The first thing they tell you, I would say the same, is baptism takes away the original sin. But that's not good enough. You know why? It's like having a wallet. Where is it? I think Father Corbin took my wallet away. No, here it is. See, an empty wallet. That's when we say baptism takes away original sin. But what's in here? What's in your wallet? In the wallet there is, we become children of God, brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ. We are given the grace and we became heirs to eternal life. That's the beauty of baptism. At our baptism, we made a commitment. Thomas Aquinas says, we were inducted in the service of the Lord. We belong to Christ, and we are people now with a mission. What keeps us from fulfilling our baptismal promises, baptismal vows? Faithfulness is a way of life. It is a deep relationship, a unique relationship with Jesus. We have been chosen by Him at our baptism. We became His followers. That's what the word Christian means, follower of Christ. We came to Him. And then He sent us to make Him known. What a privilege and what a responsibility. Today, on the feast of the baptism of the Lord, we renew our commitment to Him, the commitment that we made at our own baptism, by making a profession of faith.